So I introduced myself at the beginning, Father Stephan. I'm with the Crozier community, Crozier Fathers and Brothers in Phoenix here. And we follow a rule called the rule of St. Augustine. His rule is, I love his rule because his rule is 8 chapters on a pamphlet and how we're called to live our life. But Augustine was all about friendship and love. And he's known for saying this about love. Love, and then do whatever you want. But love first, then do whatever you want. Some people say, love God, love your neighbor, and everything else is commentary. Just love, Augustine says, love. We hear this the learner of the law, the scholar of the law, ask this question. He's probably testing Jesus because last Sunday they were testing Jesus too. Now they're testing Jesus again. But, you know, which law is the greatest? There are 613 laws, so which one is the greatest? And Jesus quotes 2 scriptures from the Torah, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with your soul, and all your mind. That's from the Torah. People knew that one. Then he quotes from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. Love your neighbor as yourself. And he links them together. The second is like the first one. He links them together. So what he's saying is, don't love God only when it's convenient, but with everything we have. And don't love your neighbor only those who are, you like. All your neighbors. And as you love yourself. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people don't love themselves. How they treat one another, I don't think they love themselves. What's going on in Israel, what's going on in Ukraine, I don't think people love each other, themselves, because of so much hatred that's going on. But the invitation today to love God with our whole being and to love our neighbor as ourself. And if we really do that, we will be radical people of love. So what does it mean to love God? I just watched a little clip of The Chosen on TV, and in this session, someone was asking about who we're called to love and all that, and Jesus is saying, you know, one day, people will not worship in Jerusalem in the temple, and people will not worship on the mountain in Samaria. They'll worship in spirit and truth. So when we gather here, we love God not because we're gathered here. We love God because we are gathering in spirit and truth. Do we see ourselves gathering in spirit and truth? That God is here. We're showing our love for God because in our whole heart, our whole being, not because in this building, but because we are here in spirit and truth, we're worshiping and loving God. To really see that. So it's not like say, well, I came to Mass today, so I love God. Are we loving in spirit and truth? And spirit and truth means then how are we really loving our loving God? And in the very first book of we heard today, first reading from the prophet, you hear about more of a negative thing, but this is what it means to love. Do not oppress the alien, whether they be legal or illegal. Do not oppress the alien. That's how we love our God. Because when we do really love our God, we're loving our neighbor. Why? Because our neighbor, we all are made in the image and the likeness of God. So what we do to one another, we're doing to a loving God who is among us. So do not oppress the alien. And what are we doing with the widow and the orphan, those who are often abandoned? Are we loving them or are we oppressing them? Because it's not part of my life. I'm going on, I have a wonderful life. How are we loving them? That's the invitation for us today. How are we really loving our God is to love our neighbor as ourselves. How are we doing that? It can't be I believe in God. I believe there's Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's more than believing, it's loving in action. In action. I may have told this story before, but I remember we lived in a suburb of Minneapolis called Anoka, Minnesota. And Anoka, Minnesota is the Halloween capital of the world. And we lived in this dead-end street with a huge field. On the other side of the field was the state hospital, the mental hospital. So we had people come to our house at times who escaped. They just walked off the property. There's no gates or anything. And I remember one time I was a little kid, and Saturday mornings we're all cleaning the house. Remember, there's 16 of us children, so we're all cleaning the house. And the doorbell rings, and I'm next to the door. So open the door, and here's this man standing there, all disheveled, and he's just talking to himself. I'm looking at him. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. And I scream my mother's name, which is Mom. I scream at my mom. I'm running, think I fell down or something. And she sees this man. She goes, "Oh, Stephen, let him in." So I open the door. "Come on in." And she goes, "Bring him to the table." So I brought him to the table. And my mom goes, "I'm going to call the hospital. The security will come pick him up. Don't worry. Now talk to him." I was so scared. And she just turned to me with a loving eye and said, "This is Jesus." We think Jesus is this perfect person who is this wonderful. We can't wait to embrace them. This is Jesus, though those we're afraid of, those who hurt us, those who are mean, those who are cruel, they're all Jesus. Do we see Jesus in them? Or do we keep our fear holding us back? To love means to embrace Jesus and everyone, not those who are just convenient for me, or easy for me, or safe for me. And we have to be safe, I'm not saying that. But how are we reaching out to Jesus? Because we reach out to our neighbor, and loving our neighbor, reaching out to Jesus who is among us, our God among us. And that's where we're invited today. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, he speaks about how we're called to love. He says very clearly, clothe those who are naked. Not clothe those who are naked that you like. Clothe those who are naked because it's disgusting to see that way. Clothe those who need something. Feed those who are hungry. Feed them. Don't say, "Well, I'll give you some food, but what are you going to do with this money? I'll give you this, but what are you going to do with that?" Feed them. Don't ask them. Feed them. That's what love is about. It's not about stepping back and saying, "Well, I'm only going to, only when I'm safe, and only when I want to know who you are, and I know you're spending it right." You're reaching out to Jesus. That's what we're called to do. I do grief ministry. Being with people, oftentimes, who feel so abandoned by even their family because they're grieving. And the family says, "Come on, it's been 2 months already, get over it." They feel abandoned and lost. And they can't even think right. If you've lost anyone, you can't think right. Because there's so much on our hearts. When we love someone who's hurting, it's accepting them where they're at, not where they should be at, but where they are at and loving them. We're invited today to be nourished by Lord Jesus Christ, to be nourished to be people of love, to be like what Augustine says, love, and then do whatever you want, but always out of love for what we're doing. So you've noticed that there are pictures here of people's family members or friends who have died, who have gone before us. Wonderful pictures. Today what we want to do is ask God to bless our loved ones who have gone before us. Because, you know, we're celebrating the beginning of November. We begin to celebrate all those, it's like a month of remembering those who have gone before us. So on the October 31st, Halloween, which is not a pagan holiday, it is a Christian holiday that came from All Holy Eve, which is the first of November is All Saints Day. This was the eve of All Saints Day. You know, Catholics, we celebrate always the evening. Last night we had Mass for Sunday. We always like selling before. So they celebrated the eve of All Saints Day and eventually became Halloween. And now it became with candy and scary things and wearing costumes. Last night was awesome. But it's just remembering those who have gone before us. And of course, All Saints is remembering those who we recognize are saints in heaven, who are praying for us. We ask to pray for us. And the very next day, the 2nd of November, All Souls Day, or All Faithful Departed. We ask for prayers for them. Trusting that we know that those who have gone before us are not dead. They are alive in Christ because God is the God of living, not the dead. That's what we can ask those around us, pray for me. And I can ask those before me, pray for me, and I'll pray for you. That's a real belief of our Catholic faith. We are people of prayer for those who have gone before us and for one another. We believe in the power of the communion of saints. So I'm going to invite us to recognize this, to raise a hand of blessing over all these pictures, but also those we know who have died. And this is the prayer. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brothers and sisters in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, they will rise with Christ on the last day. O merciful Lord, turn toward us now and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servants and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of our faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brothers and sisters through forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.